Wings of Freedom by Prajnaparamita. A sketch of the life of Prajnaparamita. What calls to a young girl to become a disciple? What is the matter with a talented, passionate young woman who has no desire but in her deepest depths to be nobody? How can it be that nothing really makes her happy in her life where everything is possible? She cannot conceive of how people can be content with relationships, possessions, and success. She asks herself, how can it be that nobody misses what she's missing? Diligently, she investigates religions and philosophies, knowing that there must be more than the world as she knows it. She has no professional ambition, connects with nothing and no one, and leads a withdrawn life with her children and husband. One day, someone directs her attention to a man who offers gatherings from which you could benefit. That same evening, she goes to one, and it is this evening that she realizes that she has been given access to the true life, the mystical life, that she had been looking for so intensely, and which she had so painfully missed. The man's name is Alexander Smit, and it is the early 1980s. Alexander came to freedom with his master, Nisargadatta Maharaj, in India, and he had just begun expressing his awakened realization. She absorbs the teachings insatiably. She says nothing, asks nothing, and remembers nothing. She just takes everything in, week after week, month after month, year after year. She lets herself fall into his loving, stilling presence. The words that Alexander speaks have a transformative capacity, and she is thankfully aware of the graceful revelations in her deepest beings. After a few meetings, referring to giving satsang, he tells her, "This is what you are going to do. Whether you want it or not, whether you like it or not, it will happen anyway." She answers, "Yes, I know," and subsequently sits silently at his feet for another 10 years. She makes journeys to India, meeting gurus of diverse traditions. In the last years of her inner journey, Punjaji and thereafter Shantimai are her masters. Gradually, she gives up all sense of a separate I and hands over her heart, her mind, and her life back to the totality of existence. After her awakening, Shantimai too entrusts her to teach, to spread the light all over the world. When she is ready to take on her task, she steps into the ancient line of transmission as a spiritual guide, inspiring anyone who longs to realize inner freedom. She has been offering satsang and retreats worldwide for many years. For most of the year, she resides at the Center for Awakening and Natural Living in France, where she holds satsang. This transmission, not based on knowledge or beliefs, is still quite unknown in our culture, accustomed as we are to analyze and understand. Precisely because of this, the fullness of life escapes us, where love reigns and peace is your home. Your true home is to be found in the direct experience, without any intervention of definitions and ideas. Here, knowledge gives way to truth, and any logic and every opinion loses importance. Discourse, wherein all great questions of life are addressed, plays an important role in non-dual teaching. It requires great receptivity, where true apprehension cannot be held by understanding. In the mirroring, encouragement, and intensity of these conversations, the reader is invited to inquire into themselves, and in so doing be lifted towards the liberating realization that the seeker is the one so preciously sought. May the open-hearted listening of these conversations serve you in the awakening of your true nature.